Okay, folks, at this time, I'll open the Education Committee. Before we get started, I would like to ask for a moment of silence for Danny Gallion. He was, in my opinion, the consummate educator. He had the best interest for our schools, and he had best interest for the students. So, in his honor, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence. Thank you. I appreciate that. Danny was I feel like Danny was a good friend. We got along great together, and he was a big supporter of myself, and I supported him too. So, that being said, I'd like to remind everybody that I think his services are tonight at 6:30 at Smith Mortuary. With that, I will declare the Education Committee open and declare that we do have a quorum. So, pardon? Yeah. So, and before we get started, I'd like to thank Ms. Kim Sullivan for allowing us to come visit Wallen School. It has been almost 5 years since we've been here. I think the last time we were here, it was in 2013. And I'm not sure some of you were on the commission at that time. So we appreciate you allowing us to come here, and you folks missed a good meal at the lunch table if you didn't make it in time for lunch. With that, I'll move to item A and ask that for a motion to set the agenda.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Crowe and seconded by Commissioner Daly. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign. No. Motion carries. And then we'll move to item B, the approval of minutes. Stand for a motion for the approval of the Education Committee meeting minutes on October 31st.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Caskey.
Second.
And seconded by Commissioner Crowe. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, like sign. Motion carries. We'll move to item C. And do we have any public input on items on the agenda? Seeing no hands, we'll move to reports. And Mr. Britt, I believe you're going to hand all the reports for us, it looks like. We'll move to the construction and maintenance report. Anything of import?
There's really not a lot to report at this point in time. The tennis courts at William Glenn High School the last time were nearing completion, but now they are completed.
Yay.
And encourage all of you to go down and see that work. Heritage and William Blunt, as you recall, both were in different stages of decay around the tennis courts, more at William Blunt than Heritage, but we were able to do both of those. And thankful for the board and the county commission for approving those funds to be able to do that. And I can tell you that, you know, looking at those courts and the quality work that was done there, they're second to none. And we can be proud of how they look. And I think William Blunt is going to be hosting the district or regional tennis tournament. And we'll be proud to have folks from all over the district and region to come and see the kind of high quality facilities that we have there as it relates to tennis. So, want to praise you guys and thank you for allowing us to get that done. And we've already had students out in PE classes on the courts, both at William Blunt and Heritage. And our middle school teams have had some time over there as well late in the season. And and then, of course, our high school kids have been out and playing there, and then of course they'll be getting ready not too long from now to start their spring practices there. So, William Blunt will actually have a home schedule of tennis matches this year, where right. They could not last year, as you recall. So, That's a good thing, good progress being made there. We are currently at Rockford. We are just about nearing completion on the HVAC replacement there. We've had a crane there all week, part of the week last week, taking the units off of the roof, the old units, and replacing them with new units. It's about 30 units total to heat and provide air for the building. So that's nearing completion. Was there yesterday, and I met with a group of principals in the library there yesterday. It was pretty chilly, and because that unit had not been replaced yet. But we're very close, about five or six units at that point away from being complete. Be glad to answer any questions you have, but those are the two main things that I wanted to report on.
Any questions concerning maintenance department?
Do you know how many, I asked this last time, but I'm just trying to get a, I'm trying to remember. How many roofs have been fixed in the last 3 or 4 years? Haven't we about fixed 18 out of 21 roofs?
Pretty close. I don't know, it's quite 18. I can certainly get you that number, Mr. Crow, and I'll be glad to forward that on to the full commission, Mr. Chair, if you'd like me to
yes.
do that.
Yes, sir. I will.
I'll be glad to
That'd
do
be
that
great.
For you. You know, this has been quite a journey. I think, in fact, the wall and roof was replaced as part of this. That was on the front end, quarter, wall and middle settlements, Montvale. You know, the list goes on and on. We currently have a couple of roof projects going right now. Heritage Middle is in progress right now on the gym side, and we'll eventually have to come back and do that roof. Got a few more years there, and then the Heritage High School's vocational building is getting a new roof. That project is, the materials are on the ground there, and I believe that is scheduled to start momentarily. And then we have some repair work to do both at the ninth grade academy and at the CTE building at William Blount High School. So all those are scheduled, but have not been started yet. So everything, you know, but you're very close. I mean, almost every roof in this school system has been touched in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Which today, that's kind of important.
Yes.
Yes.
It's real important. I remember getting a call. This was fairly early in my tenure as your director, and the principal at the time called me and said, "You've got to get up here right away. It's raining in the building." And so I thought she was full of baloney, and I jumped in the car and came up here, and lo and behold, in the library, it was just gushing. I mean, yeah. It was literally, the water was just coming down. Not along the wall, it was coming through the ceiling, you know, and so it's fairly obvious that we had a major issue here. And we've had that was well documented at Middle Settlements in Montvale. So again, to the board, to the county commission, you all have made that happen. And I want to reiterate on the record while we're talking about that, that what 177 has done for the Blount County taxpayers and our Blount County schools, in my opinion, is just first rate. It's been fantastic. It's transformed what we're able to do as a district in terms of keeping up with the maintenance of our building. Now, keep in mind, we were really far behind,
yes.
So we've been playing catch up a lot, but eventually we're gonna get caught up because of these additional dollars, and when we do, we're gonna be able to be proactive about keeping up with our building's maintenance, and at that point in time, then we won't have these crisis kind of things, at least not man-made crisis. In other words, we've neglected it, so therefore it's a problem, as opposed to the wind, you know, we don't have any control over the natural, the wind, all that kind of stuff, but you always have those kind of things. But does that make sense?
Yeah. Sure does.
I really appreciate what that allows us to do.
Thank you, Mr. Britt. Anyone else have a question? With that, we'll move on to item D2, which is a financial report, and we'll turn to Mr. Britt for that report.
Let me change hats.
Yeah.
Well, not much to report here either, but the current budget year that we're in is going well. In terms of next year's budget, we have begun budget preparation. I have met with all of our principals recently. We've had some discussion about budget prep. Our Board of Education has been back. We started that journey back at our board retreat back in October, and so we've had some conversations over that. And we got a long way to go on budget preparation for this year yet, but we are in that season of budget preparation, so there's a lot going on in regard to that. But I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Britt concerning our financial situation? Seeing no hands, we'll move to item F, because there is no unfinished business under item E. And we'll...
Did we have some? Where did we end up putting that resolution?
It's supposed to be on our unfinished.
Why don't we move that to... You know, discuss it now, or we've already set the agenda. So why don't we move that to make sure it's on January's agenda for sure. I don't know how it must have slipped through the cracks somewhere, but I didn't.
It was on the. Yeah, somebody missed it.
Yeah, we'll get that taken care of next at the next Education Committee meeting. With that, we move to new business under item F, and Ms. Kim Sullivan, we've got a spot there for you. I know you had your kids speak earlier.
Did you see my face just blush when you looked at me?
But Will, if you've got anything you'd like to address the committee about, or tell us the good things that are going on.
Thank you. This is the beginning of my second year. Last year, we, you know, sort of jokingly said we had been through fire and rain together last year, and I was just so unbelievably blessed to have been surrounded by just remarkable teachers here and faculty and staff. Just collectively, they have been just amazing. If you walk in any classroom here, you will see great learning taking place. And you know, I had the privilege of working under Mr. Britt, and so he set that standard of excellence in my life. And so what I've been able to do is to come here and, you know, carry that torch forward. And but the great things here, I've shared with the faculty that it's like this little hidden gem up here at Walland, and that really nobody knows all the fabulous things going on up here. And I said, listen, guys, we have got to get the word out. And I said, it's our job to tell the story. And if we don't tell the story, somebody else will. And we want to make sure that we're, you know, being portrayed accurately, and that there are fabulous things going on. We are one-to-one in technology. We have had an addition of 10 students this year, so we've got to get those 10 Chromebooks, and then we are officially, again, one-to-one until we get someone else in, and then we'll just buy some more if we need to. But you saw, the best thing that I can say to you is you saw evidence right there a few minutes ago of the great learning, and that is a group of our fifth graders, and they'll be going on to the middle school. And I mentioned a moment ago that I had worked in the middle school. That's my background. And so what I've gained from that is that I can bring my middle school experience and say, this is what we need to be able to do by the time we leave in fifth grade, so they'll be prepared to go to the middle school. And that's been very valuable for me, and that I can share that experience on that end. But we are alive and well, and great things going on here. So thank you for coming and letting us just share our story and let those little fifth graders get to shine a little bit. So thank you.
What's your free and reduced? What's your percent?
Right at 70%.
Mm-hmm. How many students you have?
305.
305. That's a lot of first graders.
Our largest class is around 70. And that's big for us here. I think that's funny because I came from a hallway at Carpenter's where some years we had over 300. And so when I came up here and said, how many students do we have? And they said around 300. I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I was on my hallway all those years. But What I can tell you that, just as recently, out on White's Mill, there's a new subdivision going up over in that direction. Near Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, there's another subdivision. If you look right across the road from La Vista, like here's Pleasant Grove, right across the road, La Vista and Heritage Crossing, another subdivision's going up there. That would be an addition to our school as well. So I'm watching those kind of things. When I hear things of, you know, maybe losing teachers for the next year, I'm watching to see where our new growth is coming from and making sure that's why it's so important that our story is being told here at Wallen, so that nobody wants to go, you know, to another school or another district. They need to be coming right here. So that's what we're doing every day, telling our story.
Thank you, Ms. Silva. Anyone have any questions for Ms. Silva?
Is enrollment up or down from last year?
Last year, if you look at the fall of last year, a year ago, okay, we would have been down about 25 or so students. By the end of the school year, we had recouped a little bit and hovered around 300. I think we had gone from like 285 back up to about 300 by the end of the school year. And then now this year, we're staying steady at 305.
Okay. Those five young ladies that did that presentation that did such a good job. Mm-hmm. If we switched over and we let, I guess, we went to voucher system or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those five young ladies, you think their parents would leave them here or send them somewhere else?
They would stay right here.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. They would.
But if we lose those kids, what would it do to your school? If you lose those five?
We got to make sure they don't. That's my job. Yeah. And I know their parents, and I know they would stay here. Some of the folks live right up the road here in Saddle Ridge, very affluent group. And one of the little girls, her mom's a teacher here. Another one, just a great family in the Rocky Branch community, just solid as a rock. And they love this. Once people move in, and unless they're transient, as far as we have a lot of folks who come in, say they visit for the summer, Dodd, and they think that Wallen or Townsend, both are fabulous places. And then they go, ooh, let's move down there. And they just uproot their families from another state, move down here. And then cold weather comes through, maybe jobs don't come through, or seasonal, you know, visitors slow down. They don't have their job anymore. So they move back home. I have experienced that. And Steve Stout gave me a really good heads up on that. But otherwise, unless that's the situation, there is so much investment in this community. People want to stay because it's that little gem.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Well, again, I'd like to thank you, Ms. Sullivan, for allowing us to visit with you. At this point, we're going to go back to Mr. Britt again.
Tag.
Get is he giving his own report this time?
Now his face blows.
He don't know his report.
See if he has anything to add to his previous two reports.
Yeah. Well, I'll start with Ms. Sullivan and just saying that you can tell her passion, her care and love, and her student-centeredness, I think, shines just by the fact that she has gone to the trouble to have her first grade group here to sing for us, and then to have those children present as opposed to her presenting. She did the same thing for the board the last time, and that's just what a wonderful way to spotlight your school by having your kids shine. It's much better to see that sermon than it is to hear it, and so... she's doing a phenomenal job here. I'm so proud of Kim and the job that she's doing here at Wallen. She's got a great staff here, super teachers. But leadership matters. It matters a lot. If you don't believe me, just look down the road at the University of Tennessee. My point is, it's a great study. If you don't believe leadership matters, just look there.
You bet you.
I mean, it's that's all about leadership, and but Kim's doing a great job here, and I appreciate the great job she's doing for Wallen and leading this school. She has challenges too. She can tell you that on any given day, She's got, that's fine. She's got, you know, some kids, maybe a particular first grader that has really every day, his emotional and mental health is so unstable that she is having to give that child a lot of attention. And that child isn't in isolation. That child is existing within a school community and is in a classroom with other children that the parents are sending their children here to get a great education. And sometimes that's impeded by the behavior of that one child. That's not just here at Wallen, that's at all of our schools. And it takes a great leader, it takes a great staff, it takes great teachers to care and love for those children that aren't always easy to care and love for. And so I'm proud to say that they're doing an exceptional job here around that. We did, and thank you, Mr. French, for acknowledging Danny. And I want to also say that, you know, our school system and the administrative ranks lost a great beloved friend and colleague in Danny Gallion. And I just want to say that that's why you see me with a pink tie on today. And this is, I bought this tie for Danny because I had a chance to go and speak on his behalf. He couldn't go, he was too sick, too weak, but he was scheduled to speak at a Middle Settlements event. And so he asked me to go in his place. And if you know Danny was very secure in himself and he loved to wear a pink shirt. And so it was pink out night that night, so I felt like I had to go get it. So this is what I call my Danny Gallion tie. So I wear it proudly today, and as we celebrate his life tonight at 6:30. One thing I'll never regret about my decisions was placing him in the principalship at the alternative school where we have some of the most at-risk students in our school system that that make mistakes. As Danny said, I have good kids at Everett. They just happen to make a mistake or a number of mistakes that got them here, and now it's my job to love and care for them. And he did that in exceptional.
If you have any doubt about Danny Gallion, you just need to go read Facebook. Look at Amy Hill. I mean, it's amazing these students coming out with the comments that basically what a difference he made in their lives. He saved them. He's the reason they graduated. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there's any doubt about what's going on in Blount County Schools, just read Danny Gallion's Facebook comments from all of his former students.
And the thing that struck me about Danny is in years past, we've been to the alternative school, I think since I've been on the education committee, two or three times. And you could tell the love he had for those kids. But the thing that really struck me is that it was a tough love. Danny could get those kids to, you know, listen to what he had to say. And even though he may have had to scold them a few times now and then, they knew that he loved them. And that was what amazed me about Danny. He was able to project that to the kids and at the same time get them to mind him and yet know that that he loved them in doing that. That's I think, was a testimonial to his the way he loved those kids. But that being said, does anyone have any questions for Mr. Britt? Name I'd like to, your article, I thought, was excellent.
Yeah, very good. Very excellent. Thank you very much.
Yes. With that, we'll move on to other. Anyone have anything they'd like to make the committee aware of?
I do.
Okay.
I have a friend, and she's a substitute teacher. And she spends a lot of time at Heritage and a number of schools. But she's having a terrible time with the situation with Kronholz. The children are coming into school when they're not charged. and so it's a hindrance in the classroom, a tremendous hindrance. And then she's having a difficult time with the cell phone usage in the classroom. A lot of unnecessary texting going on.
Do you know how she's addressing that when it's occurring, or
no,
how she's communicating it back to the administration at the schools?
I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to bring that to your attention, that it is an issue that's been happening, I guess, since you have had the conference, but it's, you know, it just hinders the teaching. Can't get it into books uncharged.
And that's really surprising, because those Chromebooks have a really, and my son has one, so
right.
I'm speaking as a parent, they have a really long battery life on
mm-hmm.
them. So that's really concerning that we have students not charging their Chromebooks.
I'll be glad to pass that along to Jake
okay.
at the high school.
Thank you.
While we're on the subject of Chromebooks, I was going to ask you, Ms. Sullivan, you have a one-to-one
mm-hmm.
ratio of Chromebooks. Now, do they don't take these home with them? Do they stay here in school? Or
do they do stay here.
They stay at school, okay.
They do stay.
I was curious, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
The iPads that
mm-hmm.
are bought for... Do they also get the, what do you call those, the Otter, do they get those too?
The hotspot.
We have
no.
those on the iPads. Spot.
She's talking
mm-hmm.
about the protective cases on
you
the
can,
iPads.
When you leave, Ms. Robinette's, do you know Jennifer Robinette?
Yeah.
Okay. You can stop in her class and you can see the little cover that we've got. It's good.
Yeah. I knew what they looked like. I didn't know what they were called. And I didn't know where you got them from, because I didn't know they were... People that have them or have received them, they didn't get any protection for them. I just wonder where they're supposed to get those.
That's not just here. That's at all the
yeah,
all
most,
the schools.
Most of our elementary schools.
Yeah.
Well, all of our elementary schools
yeah.
have some iPads
yeah.
and some more than others. But
and they all have protective.
They're all supposed to
yeah.
have protective. Wear around them.
Okay.
I'm like Grady, I don't know what it's called, but it's sort of a rubbery, hard.
Yeah.
It's like an
yeah.
OtterBox
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
yeah.
So if it falls, it doesn't break the screen. Those kind of things.
So who would have those? If they don't have them, who could they check with their principal, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, check with the principal.
Okay.
John
and
Heron.
They can check with, I was going to say,
yeah.
central office.
John?
We'll be
okay.
glad to help.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's been any issue, though, without some sort of protective case.
I think over
unless
the years.
Unless your school purchased.
There have been a learning process, because at first we didn't know what direction we were going.
Mm-hmm.
Some principal said, hey, I'm going to go iPads. Then it took us finally to say Chromebooks seems to be the best way. And we're learning as we go, or at least I think they are. They don't ask me much, but I'm not the technology. But I've seen them as each time they wrote something out, it's a little more, they've got a plan.
Anyone else? I would like to say that I appreciate each and every one of you taking the opportunity to come to the meeting today. I know the weather's not been the best, and we're kind of on the far end of the county. It was a little ways to travel, but I do appreciate each and every one of you coming to the meeting today. That being said, our next meeting is scheduled for January 30th at 12 p.m., and the school that is next on the schedule is Heritage Middle. I think Mr. Mosier is still there. So we'll go to Heritage Middle on January 30th and meet with Mr. Mosier at that time. With that, I'll move to item G, public input on items not on the agenda. And seeing no hands, I declare this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Did you bring that copy of the resolution?
I did.
Grady, how do you want to have it?
And I don't have them with me, but
how old do you think the school is?
I think it's
you know, it looks very similar.
It's this one.